My dear brother priests and deacons, beloved religious women, sisters, seminarians, families of those whose special gift we celebrate in our Mass today, and friends in Jesus Christ. We are celebrating this Mass during Lent. Today is the Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. And the whole purpose of Lent is summarized in today's opening prayer at Mass. I'd like to repeat that prayer so you would hear it once again. This is what I said. May the working of your mercy, O Lord, we pray, direct our hearts aright. So the purpose of Lent is to let the Lord God direct our hearts. And by our hearts, we mean the most important things in our lives, the things that are most valuable to us. You know, the heart is a symbol of our love and our commitment. So we ask the Lord to straighten out our lives so that we might love as He loves. So that's what we're doing during the season of Lent. Today's scripture readings are difficult to understand and perhaps difficult to preach about. But there's one part of the gospel reading I would like to use as a basis for my thinking and my speaking. This is the passage I'm referring to. The Pharisees were trying to get the guards to arrest Jesus. And when they asked them, "Why aren't you arresting Jesus?" this is what they said. "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." Never before, and I would say never after, has anyone spoken like this man, Jesus. Most of us here have been Christians all our life. And because of that, we take the words of Jesus for granted as the ordinary way we would live our lives. It's important for us to understand that before Jesus, what Jesus said wasn't understood. And since Jesus, little of what Jesus has said is ever put into practice. The gospel is full of novelty. It's full of new ways of thinking and new ways of acting that are different from and sometimes contrary to the spirit of the world around us. So to be a Christian, to have our hearts set aright, is to think and act in new ways, the ways of Jesus. Now, I want to say that our gathering today is a symbol of this newness. One of the things that we learn from Jesus is that every human being is worthy of our respect and our love, and there are no exceptions. And every human being, regardless of ability, is equal to the other human beings. So disabilities, the things that we are focusing on today, are not at all characteristics that make human beings different from one another. Every human being has a disability, right? I can't see without my glasses. I can't see any of you, your faces, without my glasses. So I have a disability. When I get angry at someone, that's a disability because it shows that my heart is weak, you know, that I don't control my anger. So a characteristic of human beings is to be disabled. But the uniqueness of Jesus' teaching is that those disabilities don't stand in the way of all of us being equal because God loves every one of us as His son or as His daughter. And this is a new way of looking at things, right? The world around us doesn't look on human beings that way. For example, If you are a family that has a child with a disability, a major disability, people say, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Because they think that somehow this is a, well, I don't know how to describe what they think, but they think somehow this is something to be sorrowful about. And the reason they think that way is because when you have a child with disability, it takes a lot of work and a lot of commitment and a lot of love that might not be so required in other kinds of families. But if you really believe what Jesus teaches us, that every human being is equal in dignity, then a family with a child with disabilities is just a different kind of family, with different kind of responsibility than other families, but not something to be sad about or to be sorrowful about. Now, Christians are supposed to think this way, but we don't always think this way. We don't always act this way. But I want to thank you, you know, the parents and brothers and sisters of people with disability, for showing us the novelty and the beauty of Christian teaching by the way you act, by the way you love your children, by the way you love your grandchildren, by the way you love your brothers and sisters who have disabilities. I mean, you're a wonderful example, perhaps the most wonderful example of Christian love and generosity in the whole church. The way Jesus thinks is different than the way the world around us thinks. The way he acts is different than the world around us acts. And you and your families embody that different way of thinking and acting. And for that, the church is very, very grateful to you. We're also grateful for those in the church, Sister Kathleen is the one I'm thinking of right now, who kind of show us how to love that way, you know, and who remind us that this is the way all Christians are supposed to act. Now, sister, so we're deeply grateful to you and those associated with you in this wonderful ministry in the Archdiocese for that wonderful lesson. Now, we should make it our task in the last 2 weeks of Lent to look at the teachings of Jesus and to ask ourselves, what's new about this? Because if we want to understand how to be a Christian, we have to discover the novelty of Jesus' teaching throughout our lives. If we let our minds and our ways of acting slip out of the mind and the way of acting of Jesus. Jesus wants something new from us every year, a deeper kind of generosity, giving more than we've given in the past. Because that's what God is like, right? God is someone who gives us more and gives us more and gives us more. And that's what he wants from you and from me, that we do the same, that we give more and more and more in imitation of his son Jesus, who died on the cross for us. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, the gesture was like this, right? His arms were stretched out like this. Now, it was a symbol of his suffering, but it's also a symbol of his desire to embrace the world, right? I like to point out to people that the cross is not so much a symbol of suffering as it is a symbol of generosity. Jesus gave himself. And to be a Christian means we are women and men who give ourselves away in love for God and also in love for our sisters and our brothers. That's the novelty of the gospel. We don't think of ourselves, we think of others. We don't think of ourselves, we think of God. The order of the world is ourselves first, the people we love next, other strangers out here, God somewhere down the line. But the Christian novelty, the Christian way of thinking new, is God is at the center, others are next, and then ourselves, we're the ones on the outside, not at the center of things. And that's a new way of thinking, a new way of acting. I hope that when people see us, especially when they see you, they'll know that what the guards in today's gospel said was true. Never before has anyone spoken like Jesus. And never before have we seen that love embodied in a people as we see it embodied in this part of the community of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Thank you for your good example, for your love. May we all learn from you how to love God and to love one another.